The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Amen. Has God been good? Talk to me, has he really been good? I mean, that was such an anointed song. Such an anointed song. You know, something touched my heart. I said, we don't look like what we've been through. And no, we don't. We may come here looking posh, but brothers and sisters, beneath this skin, our experiences, man, you have no idea. See, my voice goes, you have no idea. Sapa. Do you understand what I'm saying? If not for God who has been on our side, his mercies. I want you to be very free. Is that okay now? Be very, very free. When it comes to worship, nobody censors you. No. Don't allow anyone censor you. Are you get what I'm saying now? No, there are people that the way they look at you are like, Kini, you are worshiping. Just when they do that, you go towards them and say, you've not seen anything yet. Hey! Hey! He said, oh, you shout it! Glory to God! When the enemy thinks it is over, that is when God is just starting. Glory to God. Hey. You know, I saw a write-up somewhere. It said they thought they buried us, but they didn't know we are seeds. We may look at some point of our lives like nothing is going to come out. But no, at the scent of water. Are you following what I'm saying here? So when we rejoice, we are not doing it conventionally like a religious activity. Normally when you go to church, no. And let me say this to you. Let me say this to you for your information. Forget about our packaging. Forget about the way we look. Sphere of Life Church is a church of the people that God has helped. Listen. We are not normal. Neither are we perfect. And we are not going to try to claim to be. We are a people that have been saved from much. Forgiven much. Are you following what I'm saying here? It's not a church of perfect people. We need to know our stories. It's just God who has been on our side. It's God who has been gracious to us. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why I want to tell you that even when the enemy brings you a voice of condemnation, you have to rise up and tell him. Romans 8:1. There is now, therefore, no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. There is no more condemnation. Are you following what I'm saying? You made a mistake. Okay. Are you dead? No. It's God. He saved us from so much. Are you really grateful today? Let me ask you a question. If you think God has not forgiven you much, imagine if all the mistakes you have made in life, you had to be living with the consequence now. Just imagine. Just think about it. Right now, you have to be living with the consequence of all the mistakes you've made in life. How fantastic and interesting will your life be right now? But for his mercies. For his mercies. Amen. And let me say this as I prep your mind. When we come for our Sotele service, it is a service of expression. There are things you've been wanting to do. You've not found the space to do it. Now that's the service. I won't be surprised if somebody is coming to church that morning with drum set. Come on, put it on your seat and play it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Every day of our life, we're going to praise Him. Is there someone who is truly grateful? Hallelujah. Can we lift our voices and our hands and magnify the name of the Lord? And I want to see you bless Him from the depth of your heart. I want to see you worship Him. I want to see you really bless Him. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Use your own song. Use your own song. Use your own language. Use your own language. Use your own language. Shegede rakaba taba taba da. Lende krede ruku shende ruku. Sese ninu midu. Ayokunu okomi. Sese ninu midu. Ayokunu okomi. Tori moni Jesu. Ayokunu okomi. Tori moni Jesu loiwa. Ayokunu okomi. Lift your voice and sing your own song. Sing your own song. Be grateful. Be truly grateful. Sese ninu midu. Ayokunu okomi. Sese ninu midu. Ayokunu okomi. Nitori pe. Tori mo ni Jesu. Ayokunu okomi. Tori mo ni Jesu Oluwa.
Ayokunu okomi.
Church, can we be truly grateful and bless this great God? Let's be truly grateful and bless this great God. And bless Him from the depth of our heart. Let's be truly grateful and bless this great God.
Tori moni Jesu. Ayokunu okomi. Tori moni Jesu Oluwa.
Ayokunu.
Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you from the depth of our heart.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenants, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storm may come and go, from the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Hallelujah. Pastor Michelle, come. There's this song I like the way you render that song. You are amazing. By Nathaniel Pastor. You just flow and worship God, oh. Don't.
And everywhere I go, I see you right there. In the beauty of nature, you shine all around. You are everything. Everything is precious.
Precious Jesus. Oh, wonder.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I see you right
there. I see you right there.
In the beauty of nature,
you shine. On.
You are everything.
For you are
everything is you.
Everything is
you. You're the precious.
Precious Jesus.
Hey.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh.
There's just none like you, Jesus. No one stands close to you in match. And we give you praise. We bless you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Can we give the Lord a big, big hand? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please, church, be seated. Thank you. Thank you so much, Streams of Life. Thank you, Pastor. Always an amazing time to be blessed. Hallelujah. Who is excited one more time to be in church? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We've been on an amazing series. All right. And then by the grace of God, by February, we start our relationship series. Most of you don't seem like you're excited. Thank you. That man of church, I said we are starting relationship series. So, let me tell you this thing. It's not everything, Holy Ghost. It's fine. But there are still things you also need to know, right? Talk to me now. I mean, your spouse can't tell you, I feel we should go out and talk. And you'll say, Rande Krihida, Yandea. I don't know that's what we're talking about. Say, Vini Montikai, Yahadakai, Vedisha. Incansia. There are protocols to learn. Okay? So get yourself set. You're going to have an amazing time. And this one, there will be no censorship. Censorship. Raw. You receive it raw and serve it raw. Matthew chapter number 6, please. Alright, we're just going to continue on our series. It's been amazing. And thank you so much. Let's go to verse 26. So we start from there. Alright. It said, behold the fowls of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better? Alright, verse 27. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, and neither do they spin. And yet, I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. All right, I hope you understand that what that scripture means is that if we are going to be given an award for the best dressed guy in the Old Testament, God is saying this Solomon. That's why he's comparing him with lilies. Do you get what I'm saying? Was best dressed guy. When he dresses like this, 200 girls fall one side. Dress again, another 200. They were just falling for him. All right, but scripture is saying, with all those packaging, if you take the lily of the field, Solomon is not even as packaged as the lily. And yet there's no struggle. Somebody's going to enter into effortless results. Let me hear that amen loud and clear. Say it like you know what I'm talking about. All right. Yeah, let's continue. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, of all these things. Alright? Verse 33 now. But what? Seek ye first. Very powerful word. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. Somebody say, seek ye first. Say it again like you mean it. Alright? Say it one more time. First. Make your priority. Seeking the kingdom. Alright? Let me show you another scripture. Matthew chapter number 10. Matthew 10, let's start from verse 1, then we jump. Alright? And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirit to cast them out. Somebody say power. Say it again loud and clear. Say power. Over unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses. Now, just hold on a minute in that scripture. Alright? I've been taking you on a subtopic. Alright? 5 different ways to establish the kingdom. Alright? And I need you to pay very, very keen attention to the things that we have to show you. Alright? Because these things are, you should never forget about them. Is that okay now? You should never forget about them. What's the first way I show to you? Talk to me. What's the first way? Prayer. What's the first way? Prayer. You know, many Christians don't pray. Many Christians don't pray. And I showed you that when you are not praying, the devil is not just going to encroach your territory. He's going to invade and destroy. He's going to destroy people under your watch. He's going to make a mess of their lives. Some are going to die early because the people over them are not praying. It's a very serious matter. Look up. All right, let me share this story with you. Very important story. A tragic one, not an interesting one. A family were going to travel for Christmas. I think this happened more than 10 years ago. And they came to visit us in our house. The man, his wife, and his children. I think 2 or 3. I can't remember exactly now. And they were going to travel the following day. And the last born, a very small girl, was crying, was weeping. I said, tell daddy, I don't want to go. The way the girl was crying, and they told us the girl had not eaten for more than 3 days. A young girl can't be crying like this without reason. This girl said she doesn't want to go anywhere. She went on hunger strike, no food. 3 days. My dad called him and said, the way this girl is crying, are you sure you guys still want to go on this trip? He said, we have to go. I want to go and see Yagba at home. It's been long, we've gone home. This one, so and so fellow is also getting married. We have to attend the wedding. We're leaving from Kano to the west here. Try to plead with him. He said, they have to go. Alright, they traveled the following morning, early in the morning. The car ran under a trailer. The whole family died. They took their bodies to the mortuary. And because the mortuary was full, they could drop the wife and the children. And they left the body of the man outside. And somebody passing noticed he moved his finger. See, and they had to take him to emergency ward, and there he got resuscitated. His face damaged, wife and children gone, because attention was not paid to it. So we have needless pain, needless misery, and needless loss if there's no one to pray. And not just praying, to pay attention to the details of prayer. And one thing about prayerlessness is that if it goes for long, even in the face of danger, the fellow still won't pray. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you pray. When you pray, you check out the kingdom of darkness and you establish the kingdom of God. When you pray. You cast out devils. You cast out devils. There are families that the conditions going there are a result of demonic activities. Nobody in the family can see themselves face to face. Born of the same father and mother, children not united, scattered across different places. Sometimes they are dying of the same sickness. This one has died of this. That one is also having this. This one too is also having this. This one has died of this. Somebody needs to know that that's an activity of the devil. There's a demonic affliction that is trying to cripple that family. Until somebody rises in prayer. And you see, when it comes to prayer, you won't just pray for yourself. You also halt the activities of the devil. And when you check him out and you enthrone Jesus, you have established the kingdom. Sometimes in a territory, in a location, there's demonic activities. For instance, where we are right now. And that's why we are going to rise not just as a listening church, but also as a going church. And we are going to check out both in the place of prayer and in the place of actively preaching the gospel and in the place of financing the gospel. We are going to close down many clubs in this city. Can I hear a big amen to that? I said again, we are going to close down many clubs in this city. So let me give you an instance. For instance now, if somebody is dead and there's a need for the fellow to be raised from the dead, by the grace of God in my ministry, I've seen at least three different people who died and got brought back to life, and they are still alive. Alright, so I'm not telling you what is abstract. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, when somebody dies, and somebody believes that this fellow can be raised, there are three different gifts required. The gift of faith, which the Bible calls special faith. Am I correct? Special faith. It takes a special faith to believe the dead can come back to life. But you see, there's also the gift of walking of miracles. Because when that happens, it's a miracle. It is beyond natural phenomena. It's a miracle. But there's also the gift of healing. Because the fellow died because something went wrong with the body. If that thing is not healed, the fellow will die again. So, in one activity, raising up of the dead person, three different gifts are required. So likewise, in establishing the kingdom, prayer is not enough. Sometimes you say that in this area, there are different clubs here, and we are going to pray that these people, these prostitutes who are coming to this place, are going to stop. Prayer is powerful, but it is not enough. You are just going to pray from now till tomorrow. Sincerely, the grip of it spiritually will be weakened. But it takes going to send them out. But you see, it goes beyond going. You have to go with the shoe of the gospel. You need to know what the gospel is. But much more, you also need to be blessed. Because when you meet a girl that have told you that her mother died at birth, she doesn't even know who her father is, and all those things, and she came all the way from so and so state to come to Ibadan, and where she lodges every night, it is the money from this place that you used to pay. You don't just tell her, Jesus has made you old, take your bed and go. You need to have some resource to say, now we can do better. True or not true? Talk to me now. That's why you must not just carry the fire, you must be blessed. Don't just be blessed, carry the fire. It is the fire that gives meaning to your blessings. Are you following what I'm saying here? Can I see people who are going to carry the grace of God, preach the gospel, and yet blessed? Can I see your hands up? Now, let me tell you this. Put your hands down. One of the mistakes we are making now is that people believe that the moment you have a passion towards preaching the gospel, you must put a name on it. It's not true. We are the Gospel Preachers Ambassador Network. If God didn't give you a name to gather people, don't gather people. Sometimes He gives you an activity and there's no name, there's no convergence to it. And yet the activity is real. The activity is real. There are people, there's something called power couples. It has nothing to do with being a pastor or being the wife of a pastor. Talk to me now. There are power couples. Underground power, dangerous people. Are you following what I'm saying here? People that there are homes that are platform for intercession. The husband and the wife are dangerous prayer people. They will go on their knees, chant people's name in the middle of the night and decree things. Nobody knows them. Nobody gives them any eulogy. There are homes that are healing balms for other homes. It doesn't matter how dysfunctional somebody's home is. When they come in contact with these guys, you will love marriage. Do you know the number of people who now hate marriage for the sake of the toxic things they've seen? Talk to me now. Huh? See, you just have to pay attention to the way God wants to use you. And don't put a name of it on it ahead of God. There are going to be, in these days, apostles who are going to be on three quarters. Now, you don't believe that. Apostles on the field. There's a program they organize in Ibadan. Is it Bad Boys something? Huh? God of the Bad Boys. God of the Bad Boys. Some dangerous boys that God had saved from much came together. I said, we know what it means to go to the joint. They will pray and pull down the power of God. People come to that place as addicts and go back free. Are you following what I'm saying? God didn't save you from what he saved you from so you can live and pretend. It is so you can go back and save others like you. You didn't get that. He didn't save you so you can live and pretend like you've never done it before. It breaks the heart of God when you deny people access to his redemptive power because you want to feel among. Are you following what I'm saying? It was never a bargain between me and God that I will pastor perfect people. I'm not interested in that. Perfect people need no grace. The power of God does not have to do anything in their lives. They are complete. They are excellently well on their own. They don't have to come to church. But do we have people here who need certain things from God that God still needs to patch and hard, bend this, straighten this, and use you like that for his glory? If you are here, shout a big amen. Listen to me. Let me tell you what it means to seek the kingdom first. And I'm going to tell you a part of it that I've not said before. Because what scripture says is that when you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all other things will be added, right? So what God does is that there are times that in beginning to seek the kingdom, he gives what others are looking for. Because they will also be needed in establishing the kingdom. You don't get that. I'm going to show you. Somebody is thinking that what it means to seek first the kingdom is that you'll have to resign from your work and then go get some tie and a few suits. And then you move from place to place and say you're establishing the kingdom. God will not have everyone do that. There are people who will not have access to even come to church. That it takes somebody who knows the back door in clubs. That say, I know people who are coming from this back door. This is exactly, they are coming from the VIP court. And this is the kind of language those who understand. And having prayed in the Holy Ghost, crown it with three-quarter and shirt and some chain. Dangerously fire-eyed guys. 7 of them. And moved towards those places. They prayed in tongue to stupor. Whoever they talk to. They are talking to a girl. The girl is saying, how market? How much? How do you want it? And you see, before they can talk for 5 minutes, the girl is already crying. What she is used to is guys like that coming to take her home and mess her up. And she will even find out some of them are Matthew, James, John. And this is a different kind of guy. I say, can we talk close to my car? And while he's talking to the girl, the rest are praying. And that girl will never go back to being a prostitute again. Most of you, one of the reasons why God can't really use you yet for his glory is that when you pass there, you ease. And say, oh, look at them. I'm a brook. Look at them. Do you know under the same condition many of them have been to, you could have ended up the same way? By the way, you didn't pick your parents. You need to hear people's story. then you'll be welled with compassion and know that some people dangerously need the gospel. Let me share a story with you. I was talking with a girl who happened to be a prostitute. Joy. Sorry if your name is Joy. Alright, who happened to be a prostitute. Called her, spoke to her about Jesus. And the girl just couldn't stop crying. She just couldn't stop crying. So you see, my life was not like this before. I was a choir in our church. I was a choir member in our church. They're speaking good English. Said this, and by the time she explained the things that happened in life, you know, after, can you hear me? After preaching to her, we gathered some money and set her up to go back to hairdressing. She was doing before. It is not enough to say Jesus has saved you. Class of men who have what it takes and say, go and work with this. Am I correct? In our own days, the gospel will get to every ears. Can I hear that amen loud and clear? Can I hear that amen loud and clear? So I told you the first way to establish the kingdom is prayer. You have to be ready to pray to stop the devil in his tracks. You have to be ready to pray. And that's why the number one thing he fights is your prayer life. Because that's the part that really eats him the most. Your prayer life. And what's the second thing? Have I told you the second thing? Spreading the gospel. Spreading the gospel. And that's why I told you to open to Matthew 10. Spreading the gospel. Spread the gospel. Preach the gospel. But spreading the gospel is beyond preaching the gospel. So I want to use the word spreading the gospel. Spread the gospel. Matthew chapter number 10. Now look at it. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. Please, before we continue, come back to this place. Give me Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew 28, start from verse 18. Matthew 28, start from verse 18. Matthew 28, start from verse 18. Then we'll go to 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 16. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes, 19 now. Go ye, therefore. Who is he talking to now? All of us. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go ye. So to anyone who decides to go, as instructed in this scripture, there is all power backing up that fellow. You must understand. All power converging behind that fellow. You must make up your mind. I'm not going to live 365 days in a year without winning souls. There is all power that goes behind the fellow. Don't just be interested in God. Be interested in what God is interested in. He's interested in souls. Scripture says there is joy in heaven over one sinner. All right, give him 2 Corinthians 5. Let's start from verse, let's go to 20. 2 Corinthians 5, 20. For the sake of time. Now look at it. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Yes, 21. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that when we made the righteousness of God in him. Did it end there? No. Is that the end? I don't think so. Sorry, just a minute. 2 Corinthians 5. That's verse what now? Hallelujah. Say it, we are ambassadors of Christ. Say it again. Say it again. Say it loud and clear. Ah, sorry. Verse 8. Let's go to verse 18. 18. 18. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had sent us Jesus' vitamin. My wife has all those packages. This one. So we are not that. She sent us this daily vitamin or Jesus' vitamin. Jesus' vitamin. So she's the one. send to all, spread it across campus. Like me too, I receive Jesus vitamins. I don't even see. People should know you with Christ. Should know you with the gospel. Should know you with the gospel. It should be your interest. What else are you discussing when you're on bike, if not Jesus? What are you discussing when you are inside your Uber, if not Jesus? You just want to gist till they start luring you with different things that should not be. That should be your conversation. Because you want as many as possible to be turned to righteousness. Look at it. John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15. Start the reading from verse 1. John 15. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Yes? Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You have to bear fruit. You have to bear fruit. You know, all these things we hear in church, we only hear. It has not been revealed to us. The day God, what did Benihin see? He had a vision. And he saw people on a very long queue. And they were moving towards one particular place. And each fellow that gets there fall into a pit of fire. And when it was his turn, he screamed. I said, I will preach the gospel. I will preach the gospel. I will preach the gospel. There are people who are not necessarily on the field holding the microphone, but they are pushers. They are pushers of the gospel. You know, I give a counsel that I believe every family and everyone should have at least a missionary that they are a blessing to. Somebody who has left all and is in the mission field. There are people who have no access to telecommunication network just so they can get the gospel to the unreached people. People who are in different places, dangerous zones. You heard about what happened in Brno yesterday, about the church that was burnt down and 15 people killed, according to the news. But for those of us who have lived in the north, you know when they report 15, you can get there and expect over 70 souls perished. And you see, we are pressed on all sides. But yet not destroyed. We came up from those odd zones. I will not be here and pretend like all is well. Are you following what I'm saying now? One of the things I've seen in the north is fiery Christianity. In those same places where they've killed them yesterday, somebody is still going to lift up the altar out of the arches and say the name of the Lord is going to be proclaimed here. Some people will still come out of their house and say, though they slay us daily, we are ready both to live for and to die for him. That was the kind of Christianity we saw in the north. And you see, and because the West has been complacent for so long, the troubles of the north is becoming the troubles of the West. Most of you can no longer travel now on the road, kidnappings here and there. Because in the days of the trouble of the north, we have failed to intercede. Now we might become the ones to be interceded for. And I speak these things to you. Alright? One of the things adversity does is that it forges the soldier in your Christianity. Are you following what I'm saying now? I grew up and I attended a Christian mission school where every time missionaries gather and they are entering into their buses and their wives and children chanting and singing songs and singing songs and praise to God. Just the same way it is when soldiers are going to the battleground. We see some women crying, hugging their husband, all the women in harmony. They are bound to be at peace because now they have to come together to intercede. That the same men who have gone are going to return. The reason why we have many troubles, gossip here and there, is because we have no common purpose in Christ bringing us together to pray. In those places, you hardly will you see women who don't greet each other because they have to come together. As the reports are coming from Gida Maga, from different places, they are telling them, it's time to pray now. Some men have given a letter that they are coming to kill them. And those guys are not going to come back. And many times when the bosses return from those mission trips, some men are there and some extra vans will now come carrying coffins. Soldiers who have laid down their sword. It don't stop the rest from going back there to preach the gospel again. What will you do for this gospel? After they have cried, they have buried them. It will amaze you Another Friday again they are gathered. And they are singing songs to God in sweet harmony. Some of the sweetest psalms you can ever hear of. No instrument, but powerful. Because they are forged from pain. Those who are dying daily. When these ones gather and sing praise and worship, it is in the north that praise and worship looks like a cappella. There is a unity of the spirit. You can't explain it. I wish I can play you some tapes right now. You are in awe. Somebody is going to church and the fellow is aware that somebody might be coming to that same service strapped with bombs around his waist. And the fellow is still going to go there and is still going to worship God. And when you bomb the building and bodies are scattered on the floor, they gather the fragment and they are still coming back to preach again. Scripture describes people like that. Say, these are like them of whom the head is not worthy of, who roam about in sheepskins and in desert. If you are not there doing all those things, you must be a part of what is there. Don't just live your life in convenience like Jesus didn't die. Salvation is free, but it came at a cost. You know, I remember year 2011. Yeah, Baba is going to be 81 this year. That was when Baba, missionary, clocked 70. All right? Was there to celebrate his birthday with him. And he just said to me, he said, do you know that one day I had packed my bags, said he was going to leave the mission field. This was after his 70th birthday. Because when he clocked his, this was a man that resigned from Shell. He was one of the topmost boss in Shell. He has found something more treasurable. Talk to me now. And said, I might be meeting Christ late, but I will serve him beyond the age of retirement. I will serve till I die. I was in Wabek. I met his first son in Wabek. Pastor Toyosi. Called him Reverend Tokes. You can see the hand of God on the sons. It's not about cream. Somebody is touching something on behalf of the family. In the wilderness. Scripture says that the son of the righteous one will not beg for bread. Are you following what I'm saying? And he said, you won't believe. On my birthday, that's the 70th birthday, the highest gift, senior pastors came, I don't want to go into the story. They gave him, I think it was 3,000 naira or so. And he said he broke down in depression. And he was going to leave. And he packed his bag. And the devil was on his matter that he should leave. When he packed his bags and put all his clothes at the boot of his car, then he received a text message around past 6 a.m. He was going to leave before the villagers would wake up from a girl on campus who just said, Daddy, I just thought to thank you for all you are doing in the village. Thank you for laying down your life so the gospel can be preached. And he said when he read that message, he broke down in tears and was on his knees beside the car. He said, Lord, I'm sorry for getting offended. Did that girl preach the gospel? Yes. She had just saved an entire village. With how much? 4 naira text message. That man had become so much of an authority and he's still there. And I tell myself, people who go about loitering different places for mantles don't even know where the mantles exist. If you go to that village where this man is preaching the gospel, the same atmosphere you see in Redemption Camp is right there in the village in Bongon. The same. When you get there, you will know the glory of God is here. What kind of thing is this? He will walk around that village over 15 kilometers every morning with his staff praying in tongues. Like, bada, bada, bada. You can't ever hear about Fulani encroachment in such a place. There's a principality there. You know, sometimes when I look at the things going on in the West, I just feel I need to give Christians in the West excursion. Let's go to Brno. Let's go to different places. Benin, Kudu. All those places. And see where the real VIPs are. Dying daily, but not giving up. Dying daily. Peter was crucified. And he said, you have to do me a favor. I do not consider it an honor unto my God that you will crucify me the same way you have killed him. Turn me upside down. For the gospel. For the gospel. James was beheaded. And Herod saw that he pleased the Jews. For the gospel. Philip was flogged to death. Do you know how they flog a person? They cry and cry and cry, then die. For the gospel. Paul, the same Paul, was beheaded for the gospel. Now, I'm not saying that you should go and to a place where somebody is going to cut off your head, where somebody is going to behead you. But let me tell you this, a very strong one to chew. One of the things that shows that you are really about the gospel is that if it comes to the point of death, you are more than willing. When you get there, then you are part of those who are dying daily. That even if it comes to dying, you know, let me say this for the record. Alright? Let me say it for the record. I told one of my friends and I said, I hope churches now is not becoming a joint venture in the sense that there are people who will finance the building, somebody else will finance the instrument for so and so percentage returns, and so. I just said, I hope. Because there's a brand of. Let me just say this to you. Well, bless God for what is happening in the West. But there's a brand of Christianity that the West and church growth that the West is being exposed to that looks managerial. We're having more managers than pastors to manage the attendance, manage the tithes, manage the offering, make sure it doesn't drop. There seems to be little concern about the spiritual growth. And we are seeing that there's no concern by looking at the way we are training those pastors. Somebody who doesn't know his right from his left, who doesn't know anything, has not been taught. Just somebody who is active in church. I say, this one is good to go and start a church there in VI. There are some millionaires there. You can capture them. My God. My God. My God. And if care is not taken. In fact, I pray that a time will not come that what we have now will not be looked back at as the best past. You know what that means? A level of decline that has come that instead of us increasing as a body, we will not start looking back and say, ah, in those days, may it not happen. How far are you willing to go for the gospel? So let me show you the instruction Jesus gave them in that Matthew 10. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth as the waters takes over the sea. That's how far we're going to go. until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth. As the waters takes over the sea. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Yes. Now the names of the 12 were these. Now jump to verse 4. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. You know, of course, if you're a Bible scholar, you understand the reason why he was telling them not to do that. Because they do not yet have the gospel for them. They are still full of themselves. They are still full of nationalistic gospel, thinking God is about the Jews. Alright? Verse 6 now. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Yes? Quickly. And as you preach, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hope you know what that means. Alright? Maybe for another time. I don't want to go into heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Yes. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purse. How do you tell some guys to go out on apostolic walk? Say, don't gather food. It's about the money you have in your account. If the calling is there, it has the capacity to provide for itself. What we are having now, I'm sorry, I'm not here. But my fear is that what we are having in the body of Christ now are employed pastors, not called pastors. So ministry is a job, it's an employment. And when the salary scale is not good, you jump somewhere else. My God. Men void of convictions. Void of conviction. Oh, they are employing such and so number of pastors. How much salary is paid? 50,000. What? Jump on the bandwagon. Then you wonder people go to church and there's no fire. The guy came for the money, not for the souls. So it is important that this generation get much more on fire. Because in the next 10, 15 years, we are going to have problems to deal with. These same guys would have become bishops. And my, oh my, the process that brought them in, they will endorse it. The cave of Adullam might be closed. Mighty men, but may it never be in our own lifetime. Look at you there and say, well, we're on campus. You used to be on fire. We have a branch you want to open there. Can you come and pastor the place? 100K salary. Ah! My God. Are you following what I'm saying here? I look back. I was in Ife. God said, move to Ibadan. It didn't occur to me to ask, what will I eat? It's not a question. It's not the focus. Give me souls. All I eat in the battle. Your life is beyond the food. beyond the clothes. There used to be a time you lay hands on people. When what happened in Acts 13? Let's go to Acts 13. Let's go to verse 1. What happened in Acts 13? Oh, all right. I'm just going to read from my tab. All right? So certain men gathered. Okay. They were in the church that was at Antioch. Certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger. And Lucius of Cyrene and all that. Now go to verse 2. And as they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And you notice the apostolic ministry of Saul. The only asset he has was the Holy Ghost. You send him away from a place, he's going to get to another place. Get to their synagogues. Get to their market. Reasoning with them. Telling them it is the same Jesus you crucified. That is through his name, this one has been healed. It is that same Jesus. The asset was the Holy Ghost. Not boss. Not salary. Not money. The Holy Ghost is enough asset. And take me from here and put me anywhere. The Holy Ghost will produce the same result over and over again. That's all that matters. Not strategies. Leave me in a place I can get to my knees and call him Father. That's the asset of the moving church, the Holy Ghost. So we have our big apostles. So you are going to the field. So we are going to need this kind of musical equipment. Start with prayer. Let men gather and pray. Let them pray well enough. Evangelize. And do this. You will never be able to explain where those things are coming from. A bunch of greedy folks. People just want to show off. You want a large ministry. Why? So you can be among some set of pastors on social media. That's the size of the church. When people introduce me and say he's doing a great work in Ibadan, I get angry. Is there a me apart from what you call great? A me with who I am with Christ. Because the yardstick of measurement is how big is the church. How many people are there? What's their tithe capacity? So when they yab us and say that there are pastors who are coming to church to make money, it is true. It is not just entirely true. But it is true. It is true. There are ministers who use their personal account as church account. It is true. You can't separate between church money and your money. It's true. But it will not be like that in our own lifetime. Can I hear that amen louder and clear? Say that we'll go all out. Say it loud and clear. Say it again louder and clearer. And preach the gospel. He didn't save you just so you can wander about. He saved you, kept you here, so you can reconcile others. Bring them to him. Don't destroy those you are to save. Get them saved. Get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. Get them born again. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your right hand and say, I have the power. Say it again, say, I have the power. Let me ask you a question. And I don't want you to be shy. There is no Sunday service, Tuesday. There's just service. And every service is Holy Ghost service. Alright? Let me ask you a question. Are there people here who are not filled in the Holy Ghost? Let me see. You don't, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Just wave your hands where you are. Don't worry. Just wave your hand. Let me see. Is there anybody here who is not filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Do we have any? None. Any? One? Please, can you stand? Let me see you standing, please. Stand. Don't be shy. Stand. Please come. Don't be shy. If you lift up your hand, please stand. Okay, we have one. We have two. Another person again. Three. I thought I saw someone there. Okay, if there's none, no problem. Please, three of you, can you come? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come. It's your Father's house. Please come. Please come. 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 One of my sons sent his fiancée. Please come. So come and greet me. And While I was talking to her, I asked her, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? With the evidence of speaking in tongues? He said, no. He said, I'm going to get you baptized in the Holy Ghost right now. God had filled in the Holy Ghost. God had baptized, was speaking in tongues, and sent her back to him fireized. And I told him, you are not doing your job. Get your wife filled in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I want to show to you that just any believer who is spirit-filled can duplicate the same effect. Is there anybody here who has never laid hands on anyone to receive the Holy Ghost before? And you have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Can I have just four of them come? Don't be shy. Now I'm giving you a golden opportunity for something new to start in your life. It's a very important phase of your life right now. You have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, right? You too. But you have never imparted it to the same to anybody. My, oh my. Wow. Amazing. Now, look at your hands. Say, the power of God is here. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I can minister the same anointing to anyone who cares to receive. Hallelujah. Now, those of you who have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, please come here. I want to show you something. You've not been baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Now, stand on a straight line. Now, I don't know if you read in your Bibles the book of Acts of the Apostles. All right? The disciples of Jesus gathered 120 of them. There's been a promise Jesus gave them that the Holy Ghost will come. And scripture said they gathered themselves together. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. A sound filled the room where they were seated. And then something sat upon them. So you see, when somebody comes and says, I want to pray for you to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. The moment the fellow begins to do so, the Holy Ghost is already being received. But you see, when the Holy Ghost came upon them, now go to verse 4. Now, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Just the same way Jesus said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost, and then you will now become a witness. So, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and then they began to speak. Now, you know what happens when you begin to do anything that God wants you to do? Is that the devil is going to try to tell you that that's not the original Holy Ghost. But you see, there's no fake Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, the devil is going to tell you what is coming out is nonsense. But you see, you have a measure of faith in your spirit. And that was the same measure of faith with which we received Christ. And with that same measure of faith, you are going to receive the Holy Ghost. And it's not going to tear your mouth open with new tongues. You are going to speak with new tongues as it gives you utterance. Is that okay now? And it's going to become a well of living water springing forth from within you. Glory to Jesus. Can I have the first four? 1, 2, 3, 4. Come. Now, pick each and every one of them. Join your faith with them. And now, listen. When Peter met that guy at the gate called Beautiful, says, silver and gold, we have not. But such as I have. So let me ask you a question. You, do you have the Holy Ghost? Such as you have, give. Church, stretch your hands towards these guys. Give and listen. If the Lord inspires you to lay your hands on them, go ahead and do that. And speak it with authority. Receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, ma shahai takaveliti kasha. Lekebahande kitosh zahaba katesh. Blend this. Receive the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking with new tongues. Oh, zahate ki de reketish. Blande kredish shokabahai. Oh, sukutiti sedeberos. God doing extraordinary things through ordinary men. That is the move of the Spirit. Now when you know it has been imparted, tell them, speak not in English, but as the Spirit gives you utterance.
Speaking louder, louder, don't hold back, don't hold back. Louder and clear, louder. That is it, louder. Louder, 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 louder. Shaka Velitash. Anybody can get it done once you believe. Shaka ve sisivele di basha. Amen. Now hold on a minute. There's no drama to this. There's no drama to this. Now, those of you who laid hands on them, come to this side. Those of you whose hands have been laid on, you spoke with a new tongue. You couldn't tell what you were speaking. Now, by yourself, close your eyes and say louder and clearer. Say it. Don't hold back. Louder, louder. Go ahead. Go ahead. Each and every one of you, go ahead. Louder. 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 Open your mouth. Any believer in Christ can turn the world upside down. If only they believe. It is not from some special superman. You know, if I've been the one to lay hands on them now, probably I've said, oh my God, when will I become like pastor? But you see, you already are. And in the same light, you can get an entire campus filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the power of God. Now, those of you who are here, come. Now, come together. You guys should come. Come. Never stop. Look at me. Never stop getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. Everywhere you get to, get them filled. Get them born again, then get them filled. In the same light, you can also cast out devils. And what we need to cast out devils is the authority you have in Christ. It is not your own authority. So devils don't respond to your growth. They respond to what Christ has done. Are you following what I'm saying here? You can cast out devils. You can cast out the spirit of infirmity. You can cast out dirty spirit. You can cast out different spirit. Because the power of God is already upon your life. Is that okay now? Join your hands together. And I stretch my hands and pray for all of you standing here. From today, in greater measure, you will see. Spirit of God, touch them from the right hand down and let your mighty hand rest. Touch, 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 touch. And let your mighty hand rest upon all these ones. That you go forth performing signs, wonders, miracles, everywhere you get to. With the power of the Lord upon your life already. You will never stop. Now, listen to me. For revivals that last, it is always about ordinary people like this coming together. Because they have nothing to brag about. They have not. God does mighty things when you understand what just happened. Nobody is claiming to be better than the other person. They just want to see Jesus enthroned. That's how great revival is born. Everybody just want to see Jesus. Lift your hands where you are and say, Lord, I am sendable. Send me. You guys can go back to your seat. What a day. And while you pray that prayer, I am sendable. Send me. Set me on fire, Lord.
Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathways of the Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Set me on fire, Lord. Teach me the pathway of Spirit. Anoint me with your oil. Fill me till I want no more. Amen. To as many of you as believe, greater than this ye shall do. Say that amen louder and clearer. Your life will not be ordinary. You will live for cause and purposes greater than you. In your lifetime, the kingdom is established and it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a big hand. Is that how you do it? Four people just got baptized with the Holy Ghost, sealed with the seal of our redemption. I believe God deserves more praise than that. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, by first Sunday in February, we're going to be inaugurating LA Church. And that's our campus apostolic movement. It's going to be a very, very wild movement. Get set. Something heavy is about to fall upon us. That's LA Church. Glory to Jesus.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.